Well, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. Joining us on the show today, Shafiq Khan from the Kumon Math and Reading Center. It's going to be a very interesting show. Our show today, by the way, brought to you by Integrity Fundraisers. They're the people that can help you raise money. You know, in as little as 2 weeks, they can help any school, sports team, youth group, or nonprofits raise money for much-needed funds. They have all kinds of these personalized water bottles and mugs and drinkware and cutting boards and barbecue sets and poker sets and flasks. All of these cool things that are laser engraved that you can sell to make money. They also help any business in need of business cards, brochures, or any printed material. They also do shipping. With over 300 clients, including GFBS, and $3 million raised locally to over 390,000 students served, well, they can help you too. Integrity Fundraisers in the Grand Cities Mall. Call them up, 701-402-2171. Let Integrity Fundraisers help you. Well, if you have any questions, feel free to text us. Our phone number is 701-213-0863 if you want to find out more about the Kumon Math and Reading Center. But before we get rolling with this interview, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Why did the nose not want to go to school? Why did the nose not want to go to school? Because he was tired of being picked on. Katie, what'd you think of that one?
So, there we go. I take the nose. I miss school. I'd want to go to school. I miss it.
Were you a nose picker in school?
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, good,
no.
Good, good, good.
No, I figured it'd have something to do with running.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. let's see. Shafiq, what did you think of the joke?
I think all jokes are interesting, so this one as well. So.
Okay, here, I got to get my stuff together. There we go. All right, welcome to the show. Your name is Shafiq Khan, and Shafiq, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on. My background actually is a very interesting background. I came from Southeast Asia, you know, like in Bangladesh.
Probably. Okay.
In geographic. So, you know, like I came here in the United States back in 1981 when I was 18 years old. Right after my high school graduation, I crusade to the West, I should say.
Yeah. You know?
Because you know, I was fascinated about the American life, you know, American, pretty much everything American. I was really fascinated while I was going to the school back in Bangladesh, you know. So that brought me here. However, after I came here, things was different. It was challenging because I didn't have nobody here, you know, just by myself. And I wasn't a legal immigrant that time. You know, I came as a student.
Sure.
So after a few semesters continuing school in Southern Illinois State University, then I ran out of money and I didn't have nobody to help me out, you know, because my parents were too far away and everything. So, then I started working, you know, like then I tried to find out, you know, how the life can be, you know, like because I never worked before. So that was the starting of my basically American life, you know. Then after that, a lot of bumps and, you know, when I was driving through the life, you know, as usual, you know, a lot of different things. But, you know, I did, you know, focus into the education because, you know, I thought that education is the only way that we can see the, fruit of the freedom.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, however, it is very challenging here in America to get yourself educated because the education system is very expensive.
Yeah.
And, for that reason, probably not everybody interested to go in education because it's expensive one way, then it's time consuming, so many other things. But anyway, the long story short, you know, then I lived all my life in California before I came to North Dakota in 2012. I work in the my professional life, I should say, business management, accounting, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, all those type of things. Then my educational background is, currently I'm working on my PhD in University of North Dakota. Hopefully I'm getting my PhD in 2021. So 2021 is going to be a big year for me.
Sure.
That was my dream, that I wanted to get a higher education.
Yeah.
So I'm finally completing it, although I am an old man now, I should say.
I do want to ask you this, though, Shafiq. What was more challenging as far as like a culture shock? Was it moving from Bangladesh to the United States or from California to North Dakota? Because well, that's quite the different culture there, too.
Sure. I think, there was two different ways I should put it, because, from Bangladesh to United States was a little different. However, it's not different now, because now the internet has opened up every culture to other culture, because, everybody knows now, their knowledge are broader now after the internet, because most of the Bangladeshi now, they are more knowledgeable about American culture, American mm-hmm. society than when I came to United States. So it was a cultural shock in that time. But in California to here is totally different.
Yeah. I used to live in California for a while myself, and it's a lot different than here.
Yeah, it is. But the people are different. I should appreciate the people in the upper Midwest, because they are really kind people, mm-hmm. and they are friendly, and they're helpful. That is the thing I find. I think the kindness. I don't know, probably for the cold, probably.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. There's that old saying, North Dakota nice, right?
Yeah.
Should be North Dakota ice is more the way I'm thinking about it. Okay. Now, Shafiq, tell us a little bit about the Kumon Math and Reading Center. I actually had never heard of it until Paul, the producer, was telling me about it the other day. And I do understand it's the world's largest after school and reading program, but how did you get involved with this organization?
Yes, the Kumon, like as you said, one of the the largest after-school program in the world. So right now, Kumon has 26,000 locations all over the world.
Wow!
And and more than 5 million students enrolled. So with that, you can see how effective it can be. I mean, since the beginning of the Kumon, it started in Japan in 1959. After that, it became very, very effective and spread all over the world. So there must be doing something good about the Kumon. So, I'll tell you how did I get into it later, but let me explain to you a little bit about the programs.
Okay.
So, but the question is that, how do we do it? The Kumon is based on the individualized self-learning techniques that we use. So basically, when we talk about the individualized program, it is unlike the school program, like a generalized education system that we have in the school environment. So there is a advantage and the disadvantage of the both program.
Mm-hmm.
So in a school generalized program that, there's the one curriculum applied to all students in the classroom. So with that, the disadvantage of that is that some kids is going to be thriving with that because, they knows already those things
mm-hmm.
and it's not a problem. On the other hand, some students may have challenge, but when they have those challenges, at the same time, the teacher doesn't have enough time to go individually with those students and ask them that, hey, you didn't understand that, how can I help you and all those things? Because for the timing and the way the system runs, it doesn't allow them to do it.
Sure.
So with that, Kumon plays a significant role because, as I said, that this is an individualized program. So what we do when the student comes to our door, first thing we do, we take an assessment test. With that assessment, the placement test.
Mm-hmm.
So with that placement test, we assess the student what is their weakest area, what is their strongest area. Based on that, we put a lesson plan together, and we follow that lesson plan. And basically, Kumon, we don't teach a student. It is like instructions that we give it to the student to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And the student keep on following those things. And the core of the Kumon is thousands of worksheets that's at table. And those worksheet is very, very scientifically done, because when those worksheet was created, they focus on the pedagogical effect that how we can create on students. So based on that, it is like a step-by-step type situation, easier to the hardest. So that time the student doesn't even realize that how hard of the work they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, it is very, very effective. And students all over the world, they, you know, they are getting the benefit out of this Kumon curriculum. So now your question, how did I get into it? When I was in California, my daughter, she was enrolled in a Kumon program. So that's the way I got introduced with the Kumon. So later on in life, the Kumon is not basically the math and reading. It also developed the self-confidence on the student,
mm-hmm.
also the strong work ethics they develop. So those type of things stay rest of the life with the Kumon student, which I observed with my daughter. She is now doing her PhD in Old Dominion in Virginia.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, if she didn't have that confidence, she wouldn't able to go that far in her education. Because, you know, like she graduated from UND, then after that she did her master's. All those things she did it by herself. And, you know, I, as a parent, you know, I supported her, but, you know, like not, you know, like going after her that, you know, you have to do it and do it. She felt that she needed to do it, and she had that self-confidence she developed through on her childhood when she was going to Kumon and everything. So that gives me a huge confidence that the Kumon was really effective, because I saw that in my own family,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it was benefited. So with that, I thought that it can be a really benefiting for this community. When I came here, I settled down, I graduated from UND, and this community is a vibrant, educated community. I really like it. So I thought that maybe if I can bring the Kumon here, I can probably serve to the community. At least, you know, I can do something for the community. Children, they can be benefited. You know, like my goal is, you know, not like, you know, the money is not the thing that, you know, but obviously we do need it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like my goal is to help the community develop the children here so they can appreciate when they grow up that Kumon helped them and all those things. So there's the thing in the nutshell that, you know, how did I get into
mm-hmm.
it?
You know, I don't know. Can you hear me, Shafiq?
Can you hear Paul?
I can hear Paul, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think, too, that just because there are so many of these schools throughout the world, that you probably get more of a worldly education, too. You know, one of the things that I think that I lacked in my, you know, public school education that I have is, like, I don't really understand the metric system and things like that. Do you guys get into more of that kind of stuff as well?
Yes. Actually, you know, like, since it is an after-school program, and our focus is into the school children who are not doing great. Because, you know, like, we need all the bad kids, I should say, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, not in a bad way, but, you know, the kids not doing that great in math and reading and things like that. We need all the children like that. We'll be happy to work with. Because, as I said, this is like an individualized self-learning techniques. So no matter how far behind on those kids are in a math or reading, we can find out. We can start in a comfort level where they are going to be enjoying the common when they come in. It's not like that they're going to be feeling bad that, hey, I cannot do this math. I don't like the math and everything. You know, I like the kids who's going to say that I don't like the math. So I can work with them. At the end, they're going to say, hey, I enjoy it. I love it. Because, you know, like we are living in a math-related society now. It means that our economy has shifted. It's not like an industrial economy anymore. It's an informational type of economy. And we need highly educated person to, you know, thrive on those economies. So math is closely related with all those career in engineering, you know, in computer science, medical science, you name it. So it is very, very important components of every kid's life. So, you know, we have to really focus onto that and we have to help them to thrive so they can have a better future and a better career in life.
You know, you talk, Shafiq, about self-confidence or lack of confidence. And, you know, kids growing up now, especially this last year with the pandemic and everything going on, there's a lot of kids that are lacking self-confidence. And if it comes to, we'll use math for an example. You go to your math class, you know you're not good at it, which is going to make your confidence level even worse, which is going to affect the rest of your classes. And building that self-confidence is got to be something very, very big.
Yes, Joe, it is really, really big. And, you know, like we focus on that building the self-confidence because, you know, the self-confidence and the motivations, you know, two things are combining together. If you are self-confident, you are obviously it's going to be your motivation level is going to be high. So with that, you just need a little bit of hard work. Combining these three, we can develop a student very well.
I have a question. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
You can finish your thought, but I was wondering, when you meet with these kids, do you meet with them one-on-one based, or is it like group style, or both?
No, we do one-on-one based.
One-on-one?
Yes. You know, when they come in, you know, as I mentioned previously, that mm-hmm. we take the placement test. Based on that, we decide that where these kids are.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, but after taking the Kumon program, usually our students are way ahead of their class level work. Like if they are in a Kumon, practicing the Kumon curriculum, they are going to be like 2-3 grades ahead of their class level
wow.
work. That is one of the goals.
So I would imagine then that the success ratio of Kumon Math and Reading Center is very high.
It is very high. And, you know, like I appreciate some of the parents. They send me an email and they, you know, appreciate our service. And they say that, you know, thank you so much for the things that you guys are doing. My kids are getting A's and all other things. Because our goal is to get 100% on those students, you know. We don't give up on 80 or 90%. So that's why we have a repeat system. Like, you know, like if the kids are working on a particular worksheet, but they're not getting 100%, they're getting 80 or 90%. So they have to repeat all those things until they get the 100%.
Okay.
I got a two-part question for you.
Yes.
I think with everything that's happening right now, this program has got to be probably really good because I think with all the homeschooling, a lot of kids are really falling behind on their homework and their education. So trying to catch back up after all this is done, I'm sure Kumon would be really beneficial, which leads me to my second question is, so what do you have for staff? I mean, is it just you, or do you have to have like a education to be an instructor there? And how many people do you employ? That kind of thing.
Sure. You know, like the first part of your question, Paul. You know, like during this pandemic is challenging for everybody. You know, like we never expected the life is going to be like that. Mostly, it is the biggest challenge for the children. You know, because kids weren't familiar with this Zoom environment and education over the internet, I should say. They weren't familiar with that. at the same time, parents also weren't familiar with it. So what it did, basically, our children has lost education for the whole year.
Yeah.
And we need to cover that. So, you know, the Kumon can play a significant role on that because, you know, it is an individual base. So when the students are coming, you know, we are going to find out what where they're going to start and continue doing the, you know, the learning plans and everything. So eventually we can help them to catch up the thing they lost. But it will take time. You know, the education is not an overnight solution. You know, it takes time. You know, like just an example, like bachelor's degree take 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if the learning, overall learning takes time. You know, it's not an overnight solution. So for that reason, if they come to Kumon and continue with the program, I'm sure that we can you know, catch up and we can, you know, bring them back that whatever they have lost during the pandemic.
All right.
So that, yeah. So the other question was that how many teachers we have. Yeah. So we have right now, currently, we have 3 additional teachers. One of them has a 10 years experience on the Kumon, basically, particularly in the Kumon program in Minneapolis area. So she moved here, we hired her. Then we have other two. One of them is currently in a school teacher here in Grand Forks. And the other one is a student. She graduated from UND graduate program. Then she came here and she's working with us. But here is a point, Paul, you know, based on your question, Kumon basically doesn't need a teacher. You know, the why do I say that? Because the curriculum is already developed, worksheet is already there. We need an instructor, not the teacher, because it is not like a classroom environment that we go there and we put a lecture, everybody listen and everybody follow. It's not like that. Because it is like individualized, yeah, one-to-one program. So in that regard, we just need an instruction that how to do this worksheet, how to complete it. And at the same time, we don't solve the problem for the kids. If the kid says, cannot do the worksheet, we ask them to revisit the worksheet again, then find out your own problem. So they work hard to find out their own problem, own mistakes that they have done, and they continue fixing it by themselves. I think that's the best way of life.
All right. I'm sorry.
No,
The Zoom, you know, you got that little bit of a delay there, and it's kind of hard. But Shafiq Khan from Kumon Math and Reading Center, we're going to get right back to you with a couple of more questions. But I want to talk a little bit here about Duso Photography. You know, the new year is at the end of the week. Maybe it's time for those family portraits. Duso Photography, he is the guy to call, all right? They do family portraits. He does business headshots for cards and advertising. You can have your own background in the picture. He does all kinds of corporate pics, your products, your food, etc. Another thing, he'll come to your house. I believe Paul, the producer, you had your family portrait taken, and I think Bob came right to your house. It's a pretty cool deal. And if you want to see the work he does, well, if you really like race cars, come and check out the Duso Photography Wall of Fame here in the studios at GFBS. He does incredible work. In fact, if you want to look the best, Duso Photography, he's the guy that can do it. 218-230-4325 is his number. Or you can go to DusoPhoto.com. Again, 218-230-4325. Or go to DusoPhoto.com. Duso Photography hooking up the studios here with an awesome wall of fame. And we are back now with Shafiq Khan from the Kumon Math and Reading Center. Now, I want to ask you this, Shafiq. Who are, like most of your students, what are their stories? You know, just maybe having a hard time focusing in school. Maybe it's the home life. Or what is like the average story of your students?
You know, the Kumon is very diverse program. You know, like we have a huge diversity in our system. You know, the Kumon students come from every walks of life, every type of, you know, environment. Right now we have students from different schools here in Grand Forks. And interestingly, we are seeing that increase of enrollment from long distance, meaning that we are getting students from Fargo now, So we have quite a bit of students, they enroll in Fargo. However, they cannot come to the center because usually what we do in Kumon, this as far as the schedule goes, it is only 2 days a week, half hour a session.
Mm-hmm.
So like a student must come to the center for half hours to bring their homework and, get their work evaluated and get the new work and, work with us for half hour. So it's like a very short span of time they spend with the center. So the student from Fargo, they are basically, we are doing it throughout the online module. Mm-hmm. It's basically a hybrid type models that
sure.
We are sending them the worksheet by mail. They complete it and they send it to us. They evaluate it. We are doing that. That is a great opportunity for us. And I am looking into it very deeply on that because I was thinking about maybe we can serve the surrounding areas from the Grand Forks, like all other small schools.
Sure.
We have outskirts of the Grand Forks area. So they don't have to come here. We can do it from here, So that is one type of students. The others are I'm seeing some increased enrollment on the immigrants, a lot of Somalians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I think they have understanding challenge, I should say,
yep.
on the English. And so with that, the math is a problem for them. So they are coming, and also all other, students, they are enrolled. So, we don't have no restriction who can come, who cannot come. As long as, we start from the three, then it goes all the way to high school or whatever. Even the adults also can come and learn English from here. We have no problem. We have high school students, they are having a lot of challenges in the math and reading. They probably missed previously, they didn't do well. So they are coming to fill up all those things. So, so anybody can come, anybody can join Kumon, it's no restrictions.
Okay, Shafiq, how cool is it for you? Say you have a student comes in and he's struggling bad at math. You work with this student. And when that point comes where the student, you could just see the light bulb go off, where they kind of go, wow, I think I got this now. And the look on their face, that's got to be really satisfying for you and your staff.
Yeah, that is the thing we thrive for. When that happens, that is the moment that we have been waiting. And, that makes us great, At the same time, parents also appreciate. And, not only parents, the school system also, when they see that these kids was having a lot of challenges on those areas, now these kids are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So they started to notice those kids. And, they start asking them, how did you do it? And all other things, So that is the moment that we always wait for. And, we always thrive for to get that moment on every student.
I see that you do virtual classes. You were talking about Zoom. But at Kumon Math and Reading Center, is it basically one-on-one in person? And I don't know if that's any different now since the pandemic thing.
Yes. It is one-on-one, but you bring up a very good point here because, the Kumon is basically a old-fashioned pen and pencil type program.
Mm-hmm.
We want the kids to work with their brain,
yeah.
not with the calculator,
mm-hmm.
So we don't want them to use those type of things. So we want them, their brain is working, their brain is exercising, and we want them to find out what is the behind of this thing. Calculator can give you a straight answer, but we have to know how it calculated. You know, so with that, Zoom becomes a little bit challenging for us.
Mm-hmm.
But year 2021, Kumon Corporation has a big vision to put all those things together with a very effective hybrid model. So they're working on it to develop new software, new curriculums, and all other things, you know. So we are looking forward to those changes that is going to bring. You know, like every challenge brings the opportunity, you know. So this COVID was a big challenge for everybody. So I think it is going to bring a lot of opportunities as well, meaning that changes is going to take places in all the different areas that the, you know, as a human, we can be benefited out of that. You know, it's not everything is bad. Like, you know, I understand the, you know, like more than 350,000 people died in the United States. That is a very sad thing. You know, a lot of families, they lost their family members and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have to be positive. We have to, because life goes on, right? We just cannot say that, well, the COVID kills us and that's it. There is the end of it. We cannot do that. We have to be positive. We have to see what is next and how we can do better. So I think the Kumon is doing the same thing, you know, how we can do better to teach children, because children is our future. Because if we don't teach our children correctly, these kids is going to grow up one day. They are going to be the leader of our society.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be leader of our democracy. They are going to be engineer. They are going to be doctor. So, you know, like we have to build a good character in them. They can give us good result to our society, and we all can be benefited out of it.
Okay, you know, Shafiq, you had mentioned, you know, that you guys help out. I'm guessing mostly high school kids and adults, but what is the youngest school-aged kids that Kumon Math and Reading Center would work with and help?
Sure, not even a school kid. So, you know, we start from the pre-K, you know, like 3 years.
Okay.
You know, like when they come, you know, like we have very colorful worksheet, you know, we start from the beginning that, you know, how to start counting and things like that, how to start an introduction to the alphabets and things like that. So those are also very challenging, you know, because those are like a one-to-one interaction, because, you know, we need the teacher to sit down with that small kiddos, and you know, and we need a lot of patience, because, you know, like those kids are always running.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there. But the first thing that we have to teach them, not what to learn, how to learn.
Sure.
Because, you know, like if they know that how to learn, then we are the winner. Then we don't have to struggle. Then they are going to be continual learning. It's not that what to learn, it is how to learn.
That actually brings me to a question too. So, let's say that you have a student that's not necessarily falling behind or is struggling, but if they wanted to come there to try to get, you know, more of like get advanced from
yes.
their normal curriculum, is that something that you guys do too?
Yeah, that is. You know, the Kumon is specialized for that. You know, like we have a slogan. We say that Kumon makes smart kids smarter.
Hmm.
So basically, you know, like it's not like the only the falling behind kids. You know, they can get the Kumon program, the benefit out of the Kumon program. But at the same time, the kids are doing good in school. They can come, they can advance. You know, they can work on the advanced level. Then they can move forward and things like that. You know, at the same time, Paul, you know, it's a building a confidence level is important, and the motivation. The motivation plays a significant role in learning. If you are motivated, nobody can stop you. You're going to be keep on doing, keep on learning and everything. But the growing the motivation, bringing the motivation in student is the hardest part for the teacher, instructor, or as a parents too, you know, because the motivation just doesn't come automatically. You have to know how to bring that in to students, and it is always challenging. So Kumon helps to build the motivation, you know, like when they're coming to the center, you know, the way we do it, easier to the harder one. When they're easier one, they're introduced, they do it, they feel great. They say, wow, I did it. I didn't know that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, you know. So that is the, you know, the moment we create, then continue with that. Gradually we go to the challenging ones.
Well, you know, this would be a good idea. Say maybe you're a sophomore or a junior in high school and you have aspirations to go to college. You can go to college with a B and C average, but I tell you what, if you want to jump that up to an A average, you're going to have a much better chance of going to college and probably a much better chance of going to a better college.
Yes. With that, you know, there is a other things play significantly here is the scholarship.
Mm.
Because, you know, like when they're, you know, going to the college with A's and everything, and
yep.
their score is higher and, you know, SAT and all other things, you know, so they have a better opportunity to get the scholarship. And, you know, the money plays a huge role in higher education.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first to the, you know, the high school is kind of free, you know, like in the public school, mm-hmm. you don't have the tuition. But after that, it jumps into a lot of money because, you know, the tuition is high. You know, like last 10 years, I think, last decade, you know, like more than 1,100% the tuition has increased. Can you imagine the increase wow. of the tuition, how high it is? I found out from, you know, the show is called Ivory Tower. It was broadcasted in CNN, you know, like
mm-hmm.
they talked about the United Schools education system, you know, how expensive it is, who can access it, who cannot access it. So with that, yeah, there's a great opportunity. They can have their scholarship and, you know, they can take advantage of that.
Now, Shafiq, do you find when somebody comes in and wants the help of Kumon Math and Reading Center, are a lot of these people, are they embarrassed or ashamed that they're asking for this kind of help? Or, you know, like you said, when you put your mind to it, nothing's impossible. Or do they come in with that attitude?
Some of them, they feel bad about it because, you know, like especially the kids are in a high school level and junior high and everything. When they're coming and when I take them the placement test and when I see that they cannot even do the math for the first grade, second graders.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me feel bad. One thing that, you know, this kid is going to go to college soon and how far they are behind. And, you know, so, you know, one way that, you know, I mean, sometimes they feel bad that, you know, they have to start all over again from the beginning. And, you know, they don't feel great of starting those. Then, you know, I tell them that, you know, that each level of the worksheet has a 200 pages. So basically, if you do 10 pages a day, 20 days, you can finish one level of the worksheet. So if you are starting on, you are in, for an example, if you're in a 10th grader coming here, starting on a third grade math, so third grade can take only 20 days. So, you know, I give them an overview. So don't feel bad about it. You're going to be catching up on your class level within a 3 months or 4 months period of time. So let's start working on it. And if you don't start working on it, then it's going to stay like that rest of your life and you never, you know, been taken care or never take the initiative to fix it. But mm-hmm. appreciating that you are taking the initiative to fix this thing, because that is a great move that you are doing, because you are taking a responsibility of fixing something that you had an error with. So, you know, like all those things, you know, so the timing, you know, I focus on that mostly and show them that it's not going to take that long. Let's do it. And the other point on that, John, is that I usually ask them to come little timing, like for an example, schedule-wise, when the small kids are working at 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I usually schedule them like little later when the classroom is little lighter, not too many students there, like around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I try to schedule the students on the higher grader, like 10th grade, 12th grade, you know, I bring them in like little late so they can just have the environment with all the same age kids.
Right. And I would imagine you had mentioned, you know, some of these kids will come in and say, well, I already went through that level or whatever in my public school or whatever school I'm going to. But, you know, there's a difference from finishing a level and understanding the level.
Sure.
Now, if somebody wants to enroll at the Kooman Math and Reading Center, what do they need to do, Shafiq?
Well, the enrollment process is very, very simple. You know, when they come in, you know, like I usually have the parent orientation. I speak with the parents, try to understand the children, you know, like why they are interested in and, you know, what is the problem. Then after that, we give them a test. So with that test, we figure it out where they're going to start. And as the application process is very simple, only 2 pages of application we have. Then they fill out that application. Then after that, we can put it in the Kooman system. With that, we have to record their placement test result because the Kooman wanted to know that, you know, where this student is going to be starting and how they're going to be doing. Because it's a big database, so they do a lot of research and study with those data, so it has to be accurate in their system, you know. So it's the application and the enrollment process is very, very simple.
Okay, what about financially? Can most families financially afford Kooman Math and Reading Center?
Sure. The Kooman financial part is deferred from you know, the location to location.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Minneapolis, probably some places is a little cheaper and things like that. Mm-hmm. So basically the way I priced it here in Grand Forks, based on the family income,
sure,
and, you know, like all those things. So we charge $149 per subject.
Okay. Wow. And if somebody wants, are there openings all the time, or is there a waiting list, or how hard is it to get your help?
Sure. Actually, we do have openings now, and, you know, our center capacity is about 350 to 400 students we can teach in this. You know, sometimes people can think, this is a small little place. How can you do that? Because we have that half-hour session. Like, if we do it like half-hour a session, like, if we open like 4 to 8 o'clock, like 4 hours, so we can run 8 sessions there. So if each session has like 50 students per session, it is about 400 students right there. So, you know, like, so we can do like a session by session, so we can have like 400 student capacity. But since we opened in January 2020, then after that, the COVID situation and everything, you know, we are not really close to 400.
You know,
we have a long way to go. So we have a lot of openings. Anybody wants to come, just take the test. Test is free. We don't charge for the test. You know, like after the test, we know where they're going to start. Then we can start them immediately.
Okay, now, is there a phone number, website, social media, any of that kind of stuff? Shafiq, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and maybe enroll or enroll their child or children.
Sure, absolutely. We have a website, the www.kooman.com-grandforks. We have our particular website there. We have a Facebook page. Kooman.com, the Kooman Facebook page. We have our own Facebook page. And our telephone number here is 701-885-6004. Also, we have 800 number, 1-800-ABC-MATH. So we are in a social media, and also we have, you know, all those way to contact us. Or anybody can stop by 2424 32nd Avenue South, here in the Turning Point building, close to Sam's Club.
You know, your job is so fulfilling. It sounds to me, Shafiq, that you love your job, and we want you to keep up the good work and keep on helping the students and adults alike.
Sure, thank you so much. Yes, I'm passionate about the education, you know, for myself and also educating others.
Hey, we wish you a happy new year, and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Sure, happy new year to you too.
All right, well, there you go. You heard the phone numbers. If you want to find out more about the Kuman Math and Reading Center, it sounds like it's a win-win. You know, if you've got a student out there or maybe even yourself that needs a little bit of help here and there, I think you have found the right spot. We'd like to wish a special thanks to Pure Mist. You know, if you want continuous protection to any indoor space, contact Pure Mist Total Indoor Environment Protection. Their multifaceted process uses advanced technologies to destroy contaminants in the air and on surfaces. Pure Mist can protect homes, businesses, classrooms, clinics, fitness clubs, retail stores, hotels, childcare centers, podcast video studios, and more. You know what? This is the apex of indoor environment protection, destroying surface and airborne microbes. Now, we're talking about viruses, bacteria, mold, fungi, allergens, and odors. And Active Pure is an FDA-tested and approved technology to reduce and eliminate SARS and COV-2. If you don't know what that is, that's the virus that causes COVID-19. Grand Forks Best Source, we are now protected by Pure Mist. Shouldn't you protect yourself too? Call Chad 763-229-7969 or go to PureMistCo.com. Protection of every second of every day, 365 days a year. Pure Mist Total Indoor Environment Protection, clean spaces, healthy people. Hey, don't forget, we're on Amazon Music. Tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. We're looking for those 5-star reviews on Google, too. And also, we're on Pandora now. Yeah, we're getting big, right? Hey, Dirty Thursday tomorrow with the Bullring Boys and Bill Mooney. Yeah, we're going to do a Zoom interview from Canada. You know what? Old man Pat might show up on the show, too. That would be kind of fun. Hey, remember to like, share, and tag us, everybody. We're Grand Forks' Best Source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.